it's good for God to be gracious unto us. Hey, he has the power right now. We're sitting in here, standing in here upon the blessings of God. And these are not just merely words. I don't want you to just say, oh, he's just talking. These are words of fire. You see the ignition, you saw the deliverance this morning, and now you see here God mercy upon the church. And this talking about the church right here. God's mercy is upon the church. That's why God said, don't neglect yourselves to being in assembling together. And if God said it and if we don't do it, do you hurt the church or you hurt God? And you say, God don't get hurt. Yeah, he has emotions. That's why he get angry. And the same God that getting angry can get happy. He get happy when he see us seeking him for deliverance. And not trying to come up with our own strategies and plans. But God sees us. He wants to be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted. God will be exalted. And if you don't cry out to God, God will be exalted. He will be lifted up. His name will be blessed. His name will be called Wonderful, a Wonderful Counselor. God is God. Who is this God that loves us so? Who is this God that make a difference in our life? Who is this God that find divine favor in our life? It's God by himself, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God. Why do they say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Because Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is like the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they're all in agreement. Isaac was about to sacrifice his son, Abraham. And Jesus also was sacrificed for us. You see the Trinity? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Trinity. Now you see here the mercy of God. That he may have mercy upon you, for the Lord is a God of what? Judgment. Blessed are they that wait for him. Blessed are them that wait for him. Wait for God. Seek the things of God and not the things of this world. 1 Corinthians the 15th chapter, I said this right here. You don't have to turn there, but it said this right here. Therefore, my brother, my dear brother, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor, you know you're working for God, is not what? In vain. It's not in vain. All what you do for God is not in vain. Praise the Lord. Then this last Psalms, I want you to see Psalms 1. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And this is how the word of God comes to us every day. When you are in a battle, you are crying to God. You are seeking God. Why? Because you believe that God has a plan for you, and you believe that God has a strategy for your life. Amen? How many of you believe that God got it? And listen, you are not alone. You remember when Moses was fighting the battle? And as long as his hands was up towards heaven, praising God, he was winning. And if you're losing the battle today, your hands, friends, I believe,